The Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, Massachusetts is defending its plan to sell 40 objects in its collection to pay for an overhaul of the museum and an endowment fund. Executive Director Van Shields talks about the dispute, which involves criticism from National Museum Associations, other local cultural institutions, artists, and educators. The coalition is calling on Shields and the Berkshire Museum to halt the auction.
Well, we fully expected the reaction from the community. We've been a little bit surprised in one specific area. Frankly, we've had overwhelming support. There is a sliver of the art-centric community that's been pushing back. We've been watching that on social media. We totally get it. We understand their concerns. I think we made a little bit of a misstep because in our zeal to hold up the heightened emphasis on science and history, which was something that was came through loud and clear through our careful planning process, which included participation and consultation from several standing stakeholder groups as well as focus groups and dozens of one-on-one meetings. The emphasis on science and history is the set of missing piece of the puzzle here in the Berkshires as far as the cultural fabric. And the museum's always been that in part. I think there was a sliver of the arts community that didn't understand because they thought we were just getting out of the business of art. And let's face it, if we weren't funding the plan in part by this financial strategy to deaccession and sell works of art, it probably wouldn't have mattered. But at the end of the day, we are still in the art business.
This portion of the art community says that the problem is the lion's share of the $60 million reinvention plan has a $20 million expansion, a $40 million endowment project that's funded by the sale of 40 objects from the museum's collection. That's 40 out of roughly like 40,000 objects, including two Norman Rockwell paintings. And that was the first red flag. Norman Rockwell Museum Director Lori Norton Moffitt came out last week in the Berkshire Eagle asking for you to pause the plan. Do you plan on pausing the plan?
No.
Why not?
Because we have just spent the past 2 years going through the most amazing, methodical, thoughtful, well-informed process with experienced museological consultants and expert business planners facilitating a very, very thoughtful process of understanding what's going on in this community today and how this museum can address the challenges in the community and the opportunities. And the board has had the courage to face up to the fact that if we did not change the game, the museum, the beloved museum, would not be part of Pittsfield. And they just spent 2 years doing that. They're not going to pause the progress. They've done an excellent job. They are the stewards of the Berkshire Museum. They're not stewards of individual pieces of art. It is museums buy and sell art on a daily basis. And the fact of the matter is that this is the path to reestablish the Berkshire Museum as a place that's extremely tuned into community needs and that will be sustainable.
So this so-called sliver of the arts community, there is a growing amount of people that are showing concern. In fact, the American Alliance of Museums and Association of Art Museum Directors issued a joint statement in opposition to the museum's plan. Any reaction to them calling on the museum's breaking of their code of ethics?
Well, there's a difference between the professional association's guidelines, what they call their ethics and ethical behavior. And the museum has, in my opinion, proceeded with extremely ethical behavior in recognizing the challenge to this institution. We're facing an existential threat. And the fact of the matter is, when a species is facing an existential threat, it either adapts or it migrates or it goes extinct. And in human terms, as you've heard me say before, that's change, move, or die. We can't serve if we're dead. We can't serve if we move. And so we've chosen to change. And the museum has clearly chosen the interest of this community over the interest of those national professional organizations.
That's Berkshire Museum Executive Director Van Shields. The museum plans to put the work up for auction sometime in the next 6 months.